Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Just want to share some thoughts with you in regards to atheism, right? Atheism, this idea. And I want us to really just reflect upon this for a second. This great challenge that we see it as today, or we, you know, obviously it's dying down now, but with this great challenge that's out there, you know, godlessness. We really worry ourselves too much about this. It's almost like the dog without any teeth. We fear this thing which really is impotent. And I want us to reflect upon it from this perspective. Atheism, or atheists make a claim, or they believe that there is no God, there are no gods. This is a positive claim. This is not like being an agnostic where you say, I don't know, I suspend my judgment until I have good reasons to believe. They are actually saying they believe that there is no creator, there is no God. So here's a question. Can this claim really be validated? Is this a sound, intelligent, rational position? Well, if you were to ask the atheist, well, what proof do you have to make such a claim, such a definitive claim that there is no God, there is no creator, they will turn around and have to acknowledge that they have no evidence for this. But very quickly, they would also retort by saying, well, there is no good reasons to believe. There is no evidence to believe. Now, if they stop there, then, well, technically, they should really be an agnostic. Not really an atheist making a positive claim. If they go further and say, well, the problem of evil, that is our argument against God. And by the way, most atheists do posit the problem of evil as the number one fundamental argument against God's existence. So let's analyze this, and we have analyzed this, and from an Islamic perspective, as we've presented many times before, and there's several videos on my channel too, that the problem of evil isn't really a problem for Islam. For one, the best the problem of evil could do is it can assert that this God, this creator is an evil being. That's the best they can do. So even from the beginning, they can't, the argument does not logically conclude that God does not exist. That is not the only conclusion there, or the most sound conclusion. The most sound conclusion is, okay, if the argument, if we are to accept it, acknowledge it momentarily, the best they can do is say that this God, this creator is evil. So immediately, it's not an argument that, you know, fundamentally destroys the idea that God exists. Secondly, from an Islamic perspective, we know, well, this problem of evil isn't, it may be a predicament that human beings experience, evil and suffering. It's something difficult, but it doesn't now, again, it doesn't also necessarily follow that this, because evil exists and God exists, therefore God is evil. Why? Now, let me just share some points with you from an Islamic perspective. Number one, let's start with the simplest point, which is God tells us in the Quran, in Surah Mulk, that He created life and death to test which of us is best in deeds. So life is a test from the Islamic paradigm. It's not supposed to be paradise. And tests, by their very nature, are not supposed to be easy. Tests are supposed to be difficult. Consider any test you've done in your life, any exam you've sat in your life, never easy. Tests, by their very nature, are supposed to be difficult. So we will be tested, we will be challenged, we will face suffering and tribulations and trials in our life. Secondly, as we've mentioned before, and you guys can refer back to some of the previous videos, we know many names and attributes of God. So God, from the Islamic perspective, isn't just love and mercy as according to the Christians. We believe Allah has many names and attributes, and one of His names is that He is Al-Hakim, the wise. And therefore there is wisdom behind things that happen in this life. And therefore there is wisdom behind the suffering and the evil we experience in this life. Now, just because we as limited human beings with limitations, our cognitive faculties also have limitations, just because we cannot understand the wisdom behind everything that takes place within our lives and around us in the world, it doesn't mean that there is no wisdom there. That would be arguing from ignorance, as Hamza highlights in his book. Right? Because what you're saying is, I can't see the wisdom, and that therefore there is no wisdom. No, you can't see the wisdom, but there is wisdom. Now, just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there. We have to acknowledge, as human beings, we have limitations, right? We pass through time, serial time, from past to present and to the future, and we cannot jump out of this type of experience of time. And therefore, it is almost impossible for us to understand the wisdom behind everything bad that happens to us. However, sometimes something bad may happen to us, a few months or years may go by, and then we reflect upon that event, and then we realize, if that didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be here today. Why does this happen? Why does this realization take place? It's because now we have traversed time, right? So we've now traversed time and we can look back, and therefore we now have the knowledge to connect those dots properly and understand why that happened to us. But in the moment, we can't do that because we don't have knowledge of the future. A beautiful example of this is the story of Musa and Khidr, right? Khidr does many things that Musa, according to his Sharia, they just don't make sense. And he asks him, he challenges him. And then at the end of their journey together, Khidr lets him in on the knowledge that he had, why he did those things, and what the positive future outcomes are going to be. So that evil and suffering manifests as a test then. You know, are we going to be patient? Are we going to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we going to trust our Creator, knowing that He wants best for us? And that ultimately, whatever we're going through, good is going to come out of this. So this is just a quick sort of breakdown of just highlighting to you how, from an Islamic perspective, the problem of evil really breaks down. It really is just a problem for the modernists, those individuals that have this conception of a worldly utopia, material progress. Trials and tribulations from their perspective are barriers. They're just barriers to progress, worldly progress. From an Islamic perspective, we have a different outlook. We have a totally different paradigm, right? So now that problem of evil breaks down. Therefore, we have to ask the question, does atheism even really exist in a intelligent, rational, logical sense? Or is it just an emotional position or an idea people want to adopt without any grounding? If you really reflect upon it, that's all it is. And therefore, those that claim atheism, if they really want to be logical about this whole thing, they should really be agnostics. They should be an agnostic. Say, I'm an agnostic. I just don't have good reasons to believe yet, so I'm suspending my judgment. As opposed to saying, I'm an atheist, you know, God does not exist, and that's that. Because we've seen they have no good reasons to maintain that position. And the reason I wanted to share this with you is because a lot of times we give atheists a lot of intellectual respect that they really don't deserve. So anyway, I'll wrap up on that. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Until next time, take care. Assalamu alaikum.